Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis is brought to you in part by Fifth Third Bank, the official bank of the Cincinnati Bengals, and by McDonald's. I'm loving it. The Bengals are starting a women's club. Show your Bengals spirit by joining the Who Day Ladies, presented by Kotex, Cottonelle, and Kleenex. Members will receive free exclusive club gear, access to special club events, and much more. For more information, visit WhoDayLadies.com.
Joined by special teams coordinator Darren Simmons now. You've got your three specialists back, Mike Nugent, Kevin Huber, Clark Harris, for the sixth year together. What does that continuity mean to you?
Oh, it's immense. You know, I think that you see the trend around the league this year. I think of the, whatever it is, 96 specialists, 18 of them were new this year, meaning they made changes. And be able to keep our six or our three guys together for 6 years is pretty amazing. I think it shows that, you know, we've stuck by them through some thick and thin times. And, you know, but it's nice knowing you can come in an opener like this and have those three guys together. They've been to battles before. They've been to war before. And that's a good feeling.
Janikowski's been around for a long time out in Oakland, 37-year-old kicker, but King, he's got a big leg on him. Talk about their kicking operation.
Well, I think, again, it's led by Janikowski, you know, and he's been good throughout his career. It seems like he's gotten a little better, though, as he's gone on. The last 4 years or so, he's really had strong years. You know, they've always had big legs out there in Oakland. Before King, you know, they had Shane Leckler,
right,
who's, you know, a potential Hall of Fame type punter. And they have kind of the same thing in this kid. He's got a very live leg. You know, he has his own little unique special style to him. He's got a little, he adds a little flair to the position, I think. But he's got a big leg. I mean, sometimes he's called we boom or bust. I mean, he may hit one 65 yards down the field. The next one may be 35. You know, our returners are going to be, hopefully we're going to get opportunities to field some balls down the field, some separation, give our guys a chance to make plays.
Adam Jones was the best overall return man in the NFL last year. Is the plan this year basically to let him do as much as he can handle?
Yeah, I think any time, as we know, he can get his hands on the ball, he's exciting. And, you know, even though his role may have changed a little bit on defense, I think he's still excited to get his hands on the ball because he knows that's where he can affect the game the most. So, you know, our plan will stay pretty close to the same as what it's been in the past. You know, everybody wants to, including him, wants him to have his hands on the ball with an ability to make plays, and he's still electrifying in that role. So, yeah, our role's not, or our plan is not going to change in that matter.
Darren, thanks for the time. Good luck this week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Let's take a look at the Cincinnati Children's Bengals Kids Club Member of the Week. Make sure your child is a part of the Cincinnati Children's Bengals Kids Club, presented by IHOP and College Advantage, by visiting BengalsKidsClub.com.